Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City. Today is August 30th, 2021, and it is a lovely, lovely Monday, the day of the moon, and we are really working with this terrific energy of change in the heavens above us, inviting us in, fire engines, sirens, all that stuff. So when we have all this energy of change, we're really working on a very deep level with how we can work with it, what we can do to help it happen. A lot of energy this week because planets are, Mercury last night went into Libra, where he's going to be until November 7th, long time. And that, of course, means there's an upcoming retrograde. So Mercury in that energy of Libra, wanting to talk, wanting to communicate, wanting to partner, we're going to find the world is a little less critical, a little less angry, a little less feeling crabby, cranky about how things work and what they do. And as we work with this energy, as we're going towards, there's a new moon next Monday at 14 Virgo. But this week, a lot of Neptune, a lot of energy around how do we work with this changing stuff. And I think we have Mark here. Mark, you out there? Is that you?
Hello, Ann. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What's new and exciting in your world as far as looking at the astrology and saying, ah, the heavens are telling us this?
Well, you just mentioned Neptune. There's a lot of Neptune going around. And,
yeah.
You know, the hurricane is part of it.
Yeah, the hurricane definitely is a big component of it. It's like, let me blow your house down. And you kind of go, wow, you really want to do that, Neptune? And he's like, uh-huh. I think that's fun, the ocean and the water, and being aware of the power of the water. You know, they had all these pictures of reporters there. There's that big lake, Pontchartrain or Pontchartrain,
yeah.
I never remember its name, but it begins with a P. And it was a lot of energy around the wind blowing and the waves crashing. And I'm like, you guys look like you're a little in danger there, you know. So, but they're all moving forward, so... but yeah, a lot of energy with the water and the wind and the rain this week because Mars is going to oppose Neptune. He also has a couple of, he's going to oppose Pallas Athena. He's also in a contra-parallel to Neptune, which is, you know, they're at the same degree of declination above and below Earth, but it like amplifies the Neptune. Makes it bigger because we're at not only the zodiacal aspect is up there having an argument, but the ones around how it works on the face of the Earth, they're actually bumping up against each other. So it's kind of an intense energy. So what else do you want to say to people about the week that you see coming?
Well, that new moon coming up Monday looks nice, actually.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, because it's the new moon
is
trine to Uranus. It's really nice and juicy.
Yeah, it's very, very usable.
Yes. And very creative in terms of it's, you know, we're going to create this and we're going to create that. So it's got a lot of inherent creativity in it, which I think is helpful. You know, we had the new moon in Leo a week ago now, 3 weeks ago, whatever, the 15th it was. And that was in Leo on the world point, like, what do you want to create? Okay, this is my idea. And now with the Virgo new moon, it's like, oh, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Here's the process. Here's the procedure. So the procedure is really kind of kicking up there, too. Like, how are we going to do it? How are we going to take action, Mars and Virgo, to make our dream happen? Or to say, you know, that was my dream. I don't really want that dream anymore. I want a different one. Because Mercury is trining Saturn. And what he does is he says, well, that was the plan, but now I think I've changed my mind. Or that was the plan, and I'm really committing to it. Both of which are good, and both of which really count in terms of, you know, when we commit to something, we really make it, we can really make it happen. So... I think it'll be fun.
And there's a lot of Earth energy with that.
Yes.
It's basically a grand trine. Pluto's a little far along, but It counts.
Yeah, but they're moving towards each other. Yeah.
Yeah, they're moving toward Pluto. Yeah. So that brings in all three of the Earth signs.
Yes.
And that again makes for solid planning and establishing of things.
Mm-hmm.
So time to get new things going.
Right. Right. It really pushes a forward, you know, kind of a forward motion on the energy. Did you see earlier today they announced they're done with Afghanistan? They left. They had a chart for it. 3:29 p.m. Eastern time, you know, they announced it out of the Pentagon, last plane took off. So that also kind of marks a shift and a change in the chapter. It's an interesting chart. I pulled it and looked at it. But, it, you know, they're out a day early. You know, they were done, finished the mission, and off we go. So that's the other thing we have this week. We're going to have the Hammer of Thor. You know, we had Venus go through it, and that was when in New York when what's-her-name released the report, Letitia James released the report about Andrew Cuomo and the sexual harassment. And then the Mercury, you know, how we're going to get there communicating. And then the Mars, which was taking action. And, of course, that was also when Afghanistan fell. Mars went through it. And now this week the Sun goes through the Hammer. Today, tomorrow, through the 3rd, really, of September. So we're going to really see things we hadn't seen before. And that, I think, is super important for all of us to tune into. Like, okay, let me see what's going on. You know, I can see it in a way I hadn't seen it before. So all of those planets, Venus, Mercury, Mars, as they marched through the Hammer of Thor, they activated stuff and they said, now what? Now the hammer's legs are Eris, the goddess of discord and power and fighting, and Pluto, the power. You know, you have the power and I'm going to fight you. So we're going to have that shift a little, which I'm really looking forward to. Maybe people aren't going to be quite so cranky, or they're not going to be quite in the mood to fight so much. So that'll be a nice, helpful energy, you know, where things really shift and change. So I'm looking forward to that. But it also does bring a lot of illumination. Coming as it does with the Mars-Neptune opposition, we may be disillusioned, or we may find out what's really been going on. That's the other part, is Mars-Neptune does tend to reveal the secrets, kind of pulls the curtain back. If you remember The Wizard of Oz, when little Toto runs over and pulls the curtain back, and the guy's in there running the machine, ignore him, ignore the man behind the curtain, you know.
Right.
So Mars-Neptune, I find, often pulls the curtain back, and we see it on a different level, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, we see.
What do you say to people when you see this much intensity? Say again, a little louder.
With the Mars-Neptune opposition, it becomes a matter of not just pure action, but how that action is related to other things through Neptune.
Yep.
So, it often brings
up
kind of an ethical aspect, too.
Yes.
If someone has been engaged in activity that's not ethical, that opposition to Neptune will reveal it.
And people go, "Wow, you're showing me this. Now, what do I want to do with it, or what do you want to do with it?" That's the other way we can look at it too. Is what's that part look like? Right. So it's an interesting time in the world. So what are you saying to people when they're depressed? Because I've been running into a lot of depressed people. What's your advice to them?
Basically, ease back into it. We've all been out of our usual routines and out of our usual relationships to others. And it's gone on for like 18 months, right? And everybody wants to rush back to find the new normal. But there's no rushing when it's a new normal. It's not the old normal. Mm-hmm. You could rush back if you knew exactly what it was, but it's all being reshaped. So,
right.
And I think that a lot of the depression comes from not knowing what are the new rules and do I even want to play by the new rules. So what I find helps is to go more slowly and let the rules form around you rather than you having to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go slowly to let that happen.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, because otherwise you're in a rush and you're not observing what's really going on, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Uranus has been playing a role in a lot of this. And
mm-hmm.
Uranus really operates by intuition and letting mm-hmm. ideas just sort of pop out of seemingly nowhere. And to really use Uranus well, you have to be open to whatever it pops in with. And that requires going a little more slowly, too. Uranus itself moves fast. The ideas
yeah.
move fast. But in order to get them and get what you're to do with them, you got to slow down.
Right, right.
So that's my main thing is slow down, let things come to you.
Mm-hmm. Slow down and see what's actually happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's big, you know. It's like it's all these big shifts, and it's very ungrounding for people. You know, they're feeling
exactly.
very, you know, unstable in the changes. You know. Which, depending on your coping strategy, some people like it. I don't. I'm a bit of a control freak, so I kind of am like, this is a lot changing. It's like, yep, how are you going to handle it? I don't know. I'm not sure. I know I have to do something. Okay, let me sit at the desk and work, you know, and kind of do, as the things show up, go task, task, task. Because that's a way to, you know, kind of slow and steady work through it, you know.
Right, and don't worry if it's not there when you think it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things are reforming. And, you know, I'm not the only one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what I think isn't necessarily going to be the new program.
Mm-hmm.
I have to allow room for everyone to reformulate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a big slow dance.
Yeah. And if we know that, then we kind of, you know, it spins. It allows us to kind of take it with a understanding of joy. I think maybe it's the right way to think of it.
Yeah, so, I like
man.
That.
An understanding of joy. So how about we take a couple callers? We got about a quarter
sure.
of. Let's hit the buttons of the people that have been on hold. And see who's out there. Provided, of course, my computer works. All right, there we go. It clicked. Hi, 858-736. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi there. My birthday is 11-2-67, Glendale, California.
11-2-1. Wait. Go a little slow. 11-2-67. Uh-huh.
Yep,
what time?
1967 and 12:05. P.M. afternoon.
12:05 P.M. and where?
Glendale, California.
Glendale, California. Okay. All right. And are you in Humboldt or L.A. County?
L.A.
L.A. Okay. Two Glendales in California. All right. So we're going to review that.
Yeah.
That is November 2nd, 1967. 12:05 p.m. Glendale. And what is your question?
Oh, my gosh. Just best ways to navigate what's happening. I'm just looking at, I have to say I'm not reacting as well as I'd like to. I'm doing better. This has just been tough. I went into 2021 thinking that everything was going to get better. And I just feel
mm-hmm.
like, this has just been really tough, and would love just some guidance on, you know, how to prepare for some of these aspects that are coming up for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you are having some kick butt transits for sure. And you do have, you know, you have Mars out of bounds in Capricorn, and you also have Vesta out of bounds. You know, so the home in the hearth, when it's feeling disturbed, is stressful, and then the Mars in Capricorn is like, okay, I'm ready to take it on. And then Saturn said, hey, not so fast. We're not done with this thing yet. And you were like, what? What? I thought it was done. You're having a big Pluto yeah. transit, too. So Pluto, as he comes to your ascendant, which is a once every 250-year transit, he's trining your Venus and he's trining your Pluto in the eighth, which is, you know, I kind of feel like I should have this under control. And he's sextiling Neptune. And Pluto and Virgo, you know, the babies born in the 60s have the Pluto and Virgo. So they kind of have this, okay, I can clean it up. I can take anything. I can handle it. But yep. right now your chart's really looking like it's very overwhelmed. You have yep. Mars in the eighth house right now, so kind of unexpected money costs in this last couple of weeks. And you have Neptune in the second, making you feel like everything's kind of dissolving. It is dissolving and shifting. And, you know, you're a Scorpio. Scorpios don't, you know, it's fixed water, doesn't like to change. I mean, it does. It goes, all right, I got to change. I get it. I got to change. But it's not your favorite thing. And so this year, until we get to February, when Saturn squares your midheaven, and maybe even when he gets to 16, squares your midheaven, maybe even when he gets to square your moon. So if we think back to what was going on 7 years ago, in 2014, you began a cycle then in your career, and now what's happening is the needed adjustments. It's also very similar back to 1993. And she laughed at that one. I like that. It's also back to 1993 when you were little, but you made big adjustments in your life then, too. So it's similar to that.
You said 93 or 83?
93, yeah, when Saturn was last in Aquarius. He was in your okay. first house, 93, 94. So you're being restructured, but he's also squaring what he started 7 years ago. And he's saying, well, you thought it would be further along, or you thought it would be this, or you thought it would be that, and this is where we are. Do you still want to even do it? And you
yes.
might be, no. Oh, yes, you still want to do it? Okay, good. If you want to do it, it demands
yeah,
a recommitment. Huh? Okay, talk to me. Talk to me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of exciting because I feel like my dharma, my purpose in life is to, you know, do my creative work and my work with women and my retreats and all the stuff that I teach and train. And that's back in 2014. I actually had an amazing mentor tap me and say, hey, let me or help me create a new online program. And, man, I thought it was going to be the beginning of I was being interviewed, some cool things were happening, and then it kind of went nowhere, and I thought, okay. And then I also have my real estate license, and I have that just started booming, and I'm like, okay, Spirit, all right, let's just go. You know, I can make some money here, and I thought I was supposed to be going and doing kind of my life's work, but okay, I can go and make some money. And I now have a couple different companies, and I thought it was going to be restructured and go back to my work with Recenter and all the work I did teaching and training and helping. And then it was like, oh, all right, this is just going to be kind of financially focused, which is, you know, again, I don't mind. I'm a mom. I get to, you know, spend time with my kids this way. I'm not traveling and teaching as much, which has worked out really well. But I'm like, I feel like I'm at a place where I'm like, okay, I'm open to this. Let's go. And I feel like I'm really ready to step back into this women's work and the stuff I was doing. And then, you know, my real estate stuff just keeps happening. I'm like, okay, I can't do it all. Maybe I can. I just need the right staff. And so I'm just kind of trusting a lot and sometimes losing my cool. And then for the first time in my life, I felt a lot of depression. And I went through a lot with COVID, losing a parent. And I just, first time in my life, I kind of have slept a lot and got a little depressed and thought, okay, wait a minute, what is going on? I feel like I'm kind of stuck in some Neptune cloud. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's all valid. Mark, what do you say?
Yeah, there's a lot of Saturn going on with that. It sounds like mm-hmm. you're tuning in more to the Saturn than the Pluto, and that's probably
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Because Saturn is going to help keep real estate real.
And real estate's a good gig for you with the Virgo, right? And also, you know, just know Saturn in your first house is kind of like the cheese stands alone, you know, because it's kind of a solitary energy. So you're kind of like, do I have to do this all myself? Or is someone going to show up and help me? And Saturn is a depression, so he's squaring, you know, he squared your sun in February, right? So, and then he's now playing with your moon. Saturn square moon's a classic depression aspect, but it has a lot to do. So it's like I don't really have time to be depressed. But with the Neptune, I need to take a nap. You know, so you want to kind of, you know, normally your chart is a little rigid in terms of how it doles out time. And this is a good time to be flexible.
Yes, I'm working on that, and I'm definitely, one of the things that I've noticed is I kind of dropped off. I've always been very much an athlete and very physical, and I have just been sleeping a lot, not been a bit of a slug, and just recently I've said, okay, time to not be so sluggish, let's go. Got to move my butt, got to get things going, and I'm feeling really good about that. But that's just recent, because you guys have just nailed this. Wow.
Yeah, it's a really big transition time, and you know, and I'm not saying this in a mean way. You're kind of a control freak. I am too. That's those Virgo planets. It likes to know what's going to happen, and and this is a time when you don't really have that much control. So being flexible, kind of playing with it, and saying, all right, you know, what's the day today? And where do I build my nap in? And where do I build in my exercise? And, you know, again, processing, you know, if your family member passed, I'm gonna guess it was a supportive family member because it's showing as someone that supported you. So I attributed it to mom, but you got the moon in the 10th, so it could have been your dad. But, whoever was the support, it left. And that also, you know, you've got all those planets in Scorpio. You know when a big loss happens, there's always a big incoming. That's how your chart works. So Scorpios always have losses that kind of herald the arrival of the new. So that's part of this energy, too. Yeah. You think about all the times you've had a big incoming, and then there was a loss right around the same time.
Wow.
So you guys are here to help.
Well, I feel like I just really feel like some good things are on the horizon, and yet it's taking too long, and I've got a 16-year-old son, and I just treasure him and my husband. They're awesome, and I just keep losing my cool because you're right, I'm a control freak, and in the best possible way, of course.
Virgo control freaks are the best kind. Speaking as a Virgo control freak to another Virgo control, even though you're a Scorpio, your control freak planets are in Scorpio. But yeah, we think we know better, and we usually do, but we also have to let everybody else have their process because it's just as crazy in their world as it is in ours, right?
Yep, I'm working on that. I mean, I really am just trying to sink into this whole idea of, hey, everybody is in their perfect place. I need to mind my own business and work on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Well, you two are such beautiful humans, and I've got astrology in my pocket, and it just binged me. So I really appreciate both of you, but Anne, I love my astrology in my pocket every day. I treasure what you're offering.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like it. You know, for those of you who don't know, I offer through Astrology Hub. You get a little email. You get emails all day when things are going on, and you also get an audio in the morning of what the day is going to be like. So I just was doing a reading with someone, and, you know, I'd said, avoid the fight today, and her son got into a fight. And he's like, you know, that astrology stuff, maybe it works. You know, he's 9, right? So we're converting them.
I love it.
But, yeah, it's available.
It.
If you want
to
buy it, it's available on AstrologyHub.com/pocket. So, yeah. So, but thank you. I'm glad you like it and you find it helpful.
Thank you.
So,
I do.
You're welcome.
I do.
Have fun
thank
with
you
all
both.
Your changes. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye. You're welcome. Bye. All right. I think we got time for another one. Let's pull up 202. 202-281. You're on the air. How can we help?
Howdy. March 5th, 1980.
Wait, March 5. What year? 19?
80.
80, okay.
Uh-huh. At 1:29 a.m.
1:29 a.m. and where?
Philadelphia, PA.
Philadelphia, PA. Okay. And what is your question for us tonight?
As one of your infamous callers says, what's on me?
Oh.
I'm feeling a lot of, I don't have her voice, sorry. I don't have that same voice or awesome voice, but yeah, I'm just feeling a lot of stuff, and I'd just like to hear about some of the transits that are going on, if possible, that stick out to y'all.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot going on, as you can feel. You know, if we think of your chart as a Christmas tree, it's lit up like one, you know, so there's a lot of really fast-moving change energy going on right now with you. You're having, you have a moon Pluto in Libra, so that's getting activated, not always in an easy way right now. It's feeling a little overwhelmed. You also have a lot of energy in the third house that's feeling a little bit like everything's dissolving around you, because Neptune's down there kind of softening up stuff. A lot of dynamic energy around fighting with people. I don't know if you've been running into people or people have been being a little extra crabby with you. And, you know, normally you don't like to blow up things. But, yeah, normally you don't like to blow up things, but you're in the mood to blow up stuff right now. So
You just
kind of think of yourself as a little terrorist there in Philadelphia, and it'll make it easier. Now, you aren't actually going to blow things up. You know,
not around anybody, but
Yeah. You're not actually going to blow things up, but there's that need to kind of get it out of your body. You're carrying a lot of energy in your inner chakra, you know, for lack of a better word, your root chakra, a lot of flaming fire. And so we need to kind of go, okay, how do I pull that out? How do I release it? And with all the stuff that's going on in the sky right now, it's feeling kind of stuck. And you natally have Saturn Uranus working together in your chart. And right now, this year, all year, they're having a fight. And they're having a fight in the house of you, what's important to you, and your creativity. And so your chart's just like, I need somebody to see me. I need somebody to hear me. I'm feeling invisible. Nobody's seeing me or hearing me. Neptune square your Neptune in the first. Opposite your Saturn and Virgo. So you need to go off and create. Maybe get a blowtorch, you know, or start welding things or glass blowing. You need something to get the fire out of your belly. You can chop things, you know, lots of candles, you know, chop, you know, get big carving knives and stomp on carrots and stuff. But take a karate course, go whack people, you know. You got to get the fire out of you.
Is that from my Mars transit right now? Is that what that's from? Or
Yeah.
For the fire and the root chakra that you're talking about?
Yeah, well, all the planets, you got Eris down there in the fourth house. You know, you've got got your Eris, your Ceres, and your Venus down there in fire, right? And they're opposite the Pluto and the moon. So the fire's on fire. You know, there's a lot of fire energy in the sky right now. And they get the trine from the Neptune and the Ascendant, which normally you send in the world. But right now, because Mars is coming up on Saturn feeling very blocked, transiting Mars coming up on Saturn feeling very blocked, and squaring Neptune, it's like frustrated.
Yes,
and it's opposite
your
Sun, so nobody's hearing you. You know, so that's like stomp.
True.
Nobody hears. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you described it perfectly. And, you know, I was trying to suppress
it.
It's so funny when you try to suppress things, they come at you. I literally slipped and fell right down the steps on my butt. Like, so hard. And it was like, I was like, okay, you need to go walk. And I took a really brisk, long walk. Not the day I fell down the steps, but you're so right about getting out of my body. Mark, you got any gems for me? I know we're about to end.
Yeah, you've been having Pluto squaring your Pluto moon. And that's a tough one.
How is that? I thought I was done.
I thought I was done. It is.
You're
done,
21 degrees?
She's still, You're still processing it.
I am. Right. All this stuff is coming up with my mom again, and I'm like, I thought I was done.
No, remember, you're on Moon-Venus opposition. Until Pluto gets off at 28, you're not done with it.
Right.
You've got to get off your
Venus.
It's stages.
It's stages, and remember,
it feels like it's been hard stages for the last, like, I swear, 10 years. Like, when am I going to catch a break? You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You will. The important thing is to use, you're on the back end of it now, you know, going away. And so you want to really assimilate what you've learned. So you've got some real experience with that, the power struggles, especially with your mom.
Yeah.
And now ask yourself, how am I going to use this to find my own power?
Yeah.
So
you're
being invited to center yourself in the most powerful part of you.
Mm.
Oh, and you're still having Pluto trine your Saturn, right? Saturn, you know, Pluto's going back to 24 and he's stationing trine your Saturn. So you have done the work, but you're going into the next chapter of it,
Okay, so basically once it's off of my Venus, after, I think it's like a couple years because I checked it out, but.
Yeah.
All right, well.
So this is like a breather, you know, so go out and exercise, watch yourself on stairs, and, you know, and just say, okay, it's evolution over time. I mean, the whole thing with these transits is, you know, the universe doesn't expect you to have them in a day. They go, well, you know, it's going to be a couple of years. And you're like, a couple of years? You're a Sag rising. You're like, what do you mean a couple of years? Can't I just click my fingers and have it done now? And the answer is no.
Exactly. I'm so glad I called because it felt so deep and it feels Plutonian. I should have known, but I just thought it was off of me. I thought it was off me.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, it's off of that, but it's coming on the next part. You know, it's kind of, it's passing the baton is what we call it, right?
But it'll feel lighter.
My lovely Venus.
It'll feel lighter because it's really, this is where you assimilate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then it's the Venus is in my fourth, right? So it's going to be dealing with
love.
Yeah,
that's the one that doesn't have, that's the fire in the belly. That's why you don't have words for it. Yeah.
That's like love and home and relationship, or what would that be?
Mom, too. Fourth house is mom.
Yeah.
Remember, when you were born, your mother was having trouble deciding being a woman and being a mom. You were born with that conflict. So you're in the process of resolving it. What does a woman look like? What does mom look like? How do I balance the two of them? And to do that, you have to do the integration
on
Pluto. Right.
Yeah. You are so right on. I had a reading where they said, you know, the feminine energy is totally suppressed in it because it didn't feel safe and all of this stuff about my mother. Very spot on. Thank you. Super deep.
You're welcome.
Thank you both.
And that's Pluto. Okay. It goes, let's dig it up, honey. Let's dig it up and look at it. And you're kind of like, Pluto, I think you need to go home now.
Right.
Stop.
I'm like,
stop.
I don't
want
to be yucky anymore.
Right.
It's like, let's get dirty.
Yeah, that's Pluto's favorite thing. He's like, I rule the underworld. It's fun to go down there with me. Into the tunnel.
Right. Yeah.
So,
Okay.
So it's all good. All right, so we're going to send you off to Philly, and we're going to mosey on off. So this is Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan.
And Mark Waltz, also in Manhattan, over by the Hudson River.
We span the island. He's got the West Coast, I got the East Coast. Woohoo!
Yep.
So we wish you a good week. Remember, there's a finger of God, a hammer of Thor, a couple fingers of God. A lot of emotional energy this week, plus Mars and Neptune. So if you have yourself bursting into tears, it's fine. And if you find yourself breaking into song, it's fine. They both work.
Okay. Good. Thank you all for listening in.
Great. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Very good. Okay.